This is an executive summary of DSTs for out-of-state landlords, going passive, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Many real estate investors end up owning rental property in a state they no longer live in, a home they moved away from, an investment bought in another market, or property acquired years ago and never sold. Managing a rental from hundreds or thousands of miles away is genuinely hard. You're coordinating remote tenants, arranging distant repairs, relying on local property managers you can't easily oversee, and absorbing the stress of problems you can't see firsthand. For these out-of-state landlords, a 1031 exchange into Delaware Statutory Trust, DST, properties offers a way out, selling the far-flung rental and reinvesting the proceeds into passive, professionally managed DST interests while deferring the capital gains tax. This guide explains the out-of-state management problem, how going passive with DSTs removes the burden, how DSTs let you diversify beyond a single market, how the 1031 defers the tax on the sale, and how to make the transition. Note that DST interests are securities offered to accredited investors after a suitability review, and Baker 1031 Investments does not provide tax or legal advice. Verify the current rules with your advisors. This is educational information, not investment advice. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.